this is Kimberly Rogers, and you're listening to the Torah portion, Metzorah, for Shabbat from sundown to sundown on April 8th and 9th, 2011. This message is brought to you by themessianicmessage.com, and I hope that you enjoy this teaching. Metzorah, or cleansing the leper. The Torah portion is Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 33. The Haftarah is 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 to 20. And the Brit Hadashah is Romans 6, 19 to 23. Sa'arat, the condition we're studying this week, is not leprosy as we know it. Leprosy is a wasting disease with symptoms that are very different than sa'arat, and leprosy's symptoms occur gradually. Plus, sa'arat affects not only bodies, but clothing, leather, and homes. In last week's Torah portion, we learned about how tza'arat affected clothing and leather. And this week, we learn about how tza'arat affects houses. Now, there is a common factor among the things that get tza'arat. In clothing and leather, tza'arat is mildew. In houses, tza'arat is mold. So, what is the common factor between these inanimate objects and human beings? Well, in humans, tza'arat is fungus or yeast that affects the skin. In other words, the source is the same for all of them. It's mold, it's yeast. But this source, this mold or yeast, affects inanimate objects differently than it does humans. In inanimate objects, it is green or red, according to Scripture. But when this fungus or yeast appears in humans, in the skin turns white. Now, this can produce quite a contrast when the natural skin color is a medium or dark brown, as Moshe's certainly was. It was likely that most of the Hebrews were dark-skinned people, and of course, any kind of whiteness makes you stand out like a beacon. Someone with tza'arat would have been easy to spot. Now, most Bible translations use the word leprosy, but again, this is a mistranslation. Rabbis and Bible commentators teach that tza'arat is a sudden onset condition inflicted by the hand of God. And as I've said earlier, the bacterial infection that we know as leprosy, which is a wasting disease, has a gradual onset and wastes the human flesh away over a long period of time. So, tza'arat can appear suddenly, and it can disappear just as suddenly, or it can hang on for a while, as we're going to see in a little bit. The important thing, though, to note about tza'arat is the suddenness, the immediacy of this ailment that differentiates it from other diseases that humans get, and that differentiate it from the specific other diseases that God uses as punishments. In religious communities, disease is often used against our ill brethren to prove the existence of secret sin in the life. Well, we need to stop accusing people of sinning when they get sick. Even when they have skin diseases, we need to stop that, because these are not necessarily an indication that there is sin in a person's life. And furthermore, there are many people in the world who are not ill at all, but who are very sinful. And there are many people who live life as close to God as they can get, but who have illnesses. So this notion that when someone gets sick or has a skin disease, that he must have sinned, is nonsense. God is very clear and specific about the illnesses that he uses as punishments. And the diseases that he uses are two kinds. He uses those diseases that he put on the Egyptians. Remember, he said that if we obey him, he will not put those diseases on us. And he uses tzaraat as punishment for sins. These are the specific illnesses that God uses as punishment if he's going to use an illness to punish somebody. The disease of tzaraat, then, keeping all of that in mind, is a sign showing an external condition which reveals an internal spiritual impurity. And tzaraat is always related to Lashon Hara in Scripture. Now, Lashon Hara is negative speech. It is negative speech to, against, or about those in authority or those who are anointed for a specific purpose by God. In other words, Lashon Hara is all about leadership and how we speak to and against and about them. And Lashon Hara is not the same thing as gossip, which also is evil speech. But gossip has to do with evil speech to, against, or about our brethren. You see, there are two levels of people here. What we have are people in leadership, and then we have all the rest of us, those who are the brethren at large. And if you go around talking about the people in your assembly, well, that's gossip, and that is evil speech. But Lashon Hara is when you go around talking about the shepherd who is leading the flock. That's Lashon Hara. These are then two very specific things that deal with two specific groups of people that result in their own specific punishments. Now, let's examine some evidence so that we can determine why tzaraat is applied to people by God, remembering that tzaraat is associated with Lashon Hara, evil speech to, against, or about God's anointed. And let's start with Moshe. First, this is the account of when God first appeared to Moses. It's in Exodus chapter 4. Now, God had told him to go back to Egypt to prepare the Hebrews to leave. But you remember that Moshe started arguing with God instead of just doing what he was commanded. Let's start in verse 1. Then Moses answered, "But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" And now let's go down to verse 6. "And the Lord said furthermore to him, 'Put now your hand into your bosom.' And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, tzaraat, as snow. And he said," that's God said to Moses, "'Put your hand into your bosom again.' And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was returned again as his other flesh." First of all, we can see now how that tzaraat can come and go very suddenly. And second of all, there is something else that we need to see about Tzaraat, because God tells us that it is a sign. So in verse 8, it says, "And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign," that was, you know, the rod turning into a serpent, that was the first sign, "then they will believe the voice of the latter sign." In other words, the message of Tzaraat is loud and clear. Because guess what? Tzaraat has a voice. It has to do with speech. What is the message that Tzaraat speaks to us? That if God will do this to his anointed person, Moshe, for talking back to God, most certainly God can and just might do that to us. Now, what specifically was Moshe's Lashon Hara? Well, the first thing he did was spoke against God's people. He judged them, complained, and slandered them. Now, he said, "They will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, 'The Holy One has not appeared to you.'" See, it wasn't about what he said about the Hebrew people, but what he did was he dared to talk back to God. This was evil speech to God. Okay, let's examine this. Who is the leader? God. Who is the subordinate? Moshe. Was Moshe given instruction? Yes. Did he argue repeatedly with God? Yes. Lashon Hara to the leader. Okay, let's look at Miriam for a moment. Let's go to Numbers chapter 12, verse 10. This is when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses in verses 1 and 2 because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, the Bible says. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. So, in the Torah portion, Bea Latka, Miriam also suffers with the sudden onset of Tzaraat. Why? Because she spoke evil about Moshe. Now, see, we've had the example of somebody speaking evil to a leader. Now we have it being spoken about a leader, or speaking against the leader. You know, she spoke against the one who was in authority. I'm sorry, the one in authority. Now, verse 10. "When the cloud removed from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous like snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and behold, she was leprous." Okay, again we see the sudden onset, and we see that this happened because of Lashon Hara. Now, this problem, guess what, is going to be a big deal for us later on, because it's got prophetic significance for us here in the end of days. But before I get to that, we're going to take a look at a character by the name of Uzziah. Now, Uzziah was a king, and the scriptures say that he obeyed the Lord and loved the Lord, and he built up Jerusalem and did a bunch of good stuff. But at some point along in his life, he became unfaithful. And now we get down to 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 16 and 17. And it says, "But when he," that's Uzziah, "was strong, he grew proud to his destruction. For he was unfaithful to the Lord his God, and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. I'm going to stop right here and go down a little rabbit trail, because Uzziah, right here, was trying to perform duties the way that the pagan kings around him performed duties. You know, pagans have a terminology that they use regarding a man who is both a king and a priest. They call him a king priest. Well, we don't have that terminology. Kings are not priests, and priests are not kings. Now, only Yeshua gets to be both of those things simultaneously. But you see, here Uzziah was trying to do that. But Uzziah the priest went, or I'm sorry, but Azariah the priest went in after him with 80 priests of the Lord who were men of valor, and they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong, and it will bring you no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah was angry. Now he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and when he became angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord by the altar of incense. Now what did Uzziah do? Well, he became angry. He copped an attitude about not being the Lord's anointed priest. Uzziah's Lashon Hara had to do with expressing anger at those who were set over him by God. The priesthood was put in place to rule and judge, not the king. The children of Israel only got a king because they whined until God gave them one. The kings were never higher in the hierarchy than the priests. So Uzziah was copying this attitude with his leaders. You know, even David understood that the priests were over him. So Uzziah pitched a fit right there to the priests, to God's anointed. And in verse 20 it says, "And Azariah the chief priests and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they rushed him out quickly, and he himself hurried to go out, because the Lord had struck him." Now let's look at Naaman. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now, Naaman is not recorded as having committed Lashon Hara. This story has to do with many things other than Lashon Hara, one of which is that God sometimes gives a person a disease in order to show the world that he exists and he is God. And of course, this is also another reason that we should not judge someone who has a disease that is normally a punishment from God, because sometimes God does this for his glory. And in this story, God gets glory for healing this man who, by the way, was a Gentile. Back then, the people needed to be reminded every once in a while that God was interested in the Gentiles too. So Tzaarat is not the only way that God has of dealing with those who commit Lashon Hara, who speak evil to someone in authority, or evil against or about someone in authority. He does have numerous other ways that he deals with this sin, and ways that he deals with sinners. It's just that Tzaarat is one of them. Now, speaking against one who is in authority is a huge deal with the Lord. And I believe in the coming years that we're going to start seeing believers with Tzaarat. Now, why would this be? We haven't seen Tzaarat in almost, 2,000 years, 2,500 years, maybe, when Naaman lived. Because this is what's going to happen in the Great Tribulation. When the Great Tribulation gets here, there are going to be those who will speak evil to, against, and about the camp leaders. Now, we all know that those leaders are going to be the sealed ones from among the 144,000. But there will be those who are either so arrogant or ignorant that they will commit Lashon Hara and end up with Tzaarat, that specific disease for Lashon Hara. Everything that happened to our forefathers in the wilderness is going to happen to us. And so be expecting to see Tzaarat among our brethren. So here's my recommendation. Learn to be cooperative with those that God has anointed, and do not speak against them. If you have a problem with a leader, learn the correct way to approach them. Really, that's what this lesson is all about. It isn't about, you know, that leaders are always going to be perfect and you can't ever approach them. It's how you go about it. Do you go behind their back and complain and whine and speak against them? Or do you go to them in anger? Or do you talk to them as if they're stupid? Like, you know, kind of like what Moshe did to God. Well, they're not going to believe me. Well, God knew what those people were going to do. He knew what the Hebrew people were going to do. But Moshe was talking to him like God didn't know what he was talking about. You see, you have to learn to approach. The approach is done in humility, as if you're approaching your own parent. Uzziah approached the priests incorrectly and was the recipient of Tzaarat for the rest of his life. Let me say this. It is always better to just keep your mouth shut if you don't think that you can be calm and respectful and honor the person that you're speaking to, even if you have a problem with that person. And if you don't know for sure whether or not the person that you want to speak evil to or about or against is actually anointed by God, it's always better to err on the right side and just not say anything. Shabbat Shalom.